As you were hearing there, London and Leitrim have to do it all again to decide who's going to take on Mayo in this year's Connacht football final. London hoping to reach their first final after winning their first Connacht championship game in 36 years last month. Because, of course, London's benefiting from the influx of young emigrants while teams here at home often struggle. Our reporter Barry Linehan was at yesterday's game between London and Leitrim.
Dear Mr. Dolan, the Queen has asked me to thank you for your letter of the 4th of June, which you invite Her Majesty to Carrick and Shannon on Sunday the 23rd of June for the football match that afternoon. I'm afraid the Queen is unable to accept your kind invitation. Yours sincerely, Helen Cross, Mrs. the Queen's Diary Secretary.
That was Joe Dolan of the Bush Hotel in Carrick and Shannon, reading a letter he received from Buckingham Palace. The Queen may not have been around to sample Connacht's football semi-final day.
Match programmes! Official match programmes!
But for her team, London, yesterday followed months of unique preparations for the Irish sporting summer in one of the world's largest cities. London manager Paul Coggins.
I mean, we worked very hard, great commitment levels over there, great belief in the players. It's great to be involved. I'm proud to be manager of the team, and tubes and motorways and that can put you off a lot more, and you might have to, you know, it's 12 o'clock at night before lads get home from training and that, so it takes a huge commitment. And you know, it's a big city, so it, you know, they're all spaced out all over the place, you know.
This boy's taking over two hours to get to training.
Derry man and London half forward Kieran McCallion.
It takes its toll, you know. I'm up at 5:15 every morning. I go to training and I'm not home till 10:30, 11:00, and then up again. You know, you're doing that 4 nights a week since November. It takes its toll.
London's players, like most other intercounty players, must juggle football with work. But it's the connections made through the GAA which has helped some players find employment in the English capital.
I would love to come home, but there's nothing to come home to, like, you know, with the recession and the economy the way it is, like, you know.
Donegal man Brian McBrearty is recently retired from the London team. The London football community has helped him to work and settle in England.
Got me a job, it got me all the contacts I have over there, you know, all the friends I've made over there. It's just all from the GAA. The first thing I done when I got into town was sign up with Chiconnell Gaels, because they've got a strong Donegal connection, as you can tell from the name, like, you know. So it was just great to get meeting up with everybody, and they got me a job, and I haven't looked back since, like, you know, 10 years there now. But I've set up home over there, and wife and son over there, so it's, you know, that's home now, like.
In places such as Brian's Donegal, people take a very close interest in their county team. But in London, some players have a lot of explaining to do. London-born club player Conan O'Brien.
When I tell them why, they're asking why I'm booking off tomorrow. I have Monday off work, obviously, and they have no idea about Gaelic football. I say it's a mixture between football and rugby, but that's not promoting it as well as I could, I suppose. But very difficult to explain to true Londoners the game Gaelic,
and so they can't get over the amateur concept of it
as well, and the physicality too. I broke my nose at training last week as well, so they were wondering about that. They don't know what we get up to.
A London supporter is as passionate as any other. Over 500 London supporters were at yesterday's game. As for many of them, London is not only their team, but also their new county. Galway man and London full forward Paul Geraghty.
You can see the pride in their eyes when you speak with them. It's amazing. So it's very good for London. So it's until you get stuck into the thick of it, you realise how much it means to guys. It's basically a whole new county. It's probably very hard to teams coming over playing London to recognise that, but I can guarantee it's the same as any other county, and the pride and everything is in there just as much as anywhere else.
Why do you think it means so much to people?
Well, it's you're away from your native country, so it's probably the only link and attachment you have with your native country, the only thing you have in common with all your friends back home. So it's that big camaraderie that brings a lot of people together. It means more to people over in London than it probably does in any county back here, you know.